Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to the channel once more. The last time I posted something on my page and I asked, I just told people to, send some questions, and the highest numbers of questions I received was how to serve a spiritual father. How to serve a spiritual father, and I'm going to be sharing with you some responsibilities on how to serve a spiritual father. But first of all, you need to understand what spiritual father means so that you don't get scared on the responsibilities. All right? Yeah. Okay. So. Alright, I want to say thank you. Thank you to my team. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Alright, thank you. How to serve a spiritual father. First of all, what's a spiritual father? Who is a spiritual father? A spiritual father is someone that supersedes everything about you spiritually. In the realm of the spirit, God does not see your parents. He sees your father. Alright? Is your spiritual father. A spiritual father can also be defined as someone that is accountable of you. Someone that is accountable of you. When you are messing up today, God does not come to you directly. He goes to your spiritual father. This young boy is messing up. What's happening to this boy? Alright? That's who spiritual father is. That's who spiritual father is. You understand? You get the idea, right? You got it. Alright, let's talk about the responsibilities. Let's go into the responsibilities. I have 10 here, so I'm just going to be, really quick. The first thing is that you must serve continuously. You must serve continuously. You must serve continuously. Hallelujah. You must do what? You must serve continuously. That is one. Some people feel like having a spiritual father is there is a time where you can live on your own. You don't serve and feel like living. You understand? That is why when somebody come and meet me, they say, "I need a spiritual father. I don't know who to ask them. Can you serve a spiritual father? Do you know what it means to have a spiritual father?" So you don't feel like living. You don't feel like you are not permitted, allowed to feel like living the person you're serving. Number two, you must learn to serve without supervision. Hallelujah. When no one can trust your work, when your spiritual father cannot see or cannot trust that you can do it even when he is not there, then there is something questionable about your service. Hallelujah. Learn to serve without supervision. Learn to be perfect even when your spiritual father or your head is not there. Hallelujah. Learn to be trustworthy. So you must learn to serve without supervision. Number three, you must be ready to endure hardship. Ready to endure. You know, when I was saying this thing to my team, I said, "You must be ready to endure hardship." I was okay. How many of you would like to serve under God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo? Everybody's raising their hand. What if God did God say, "God, you serve somebody that is in one village in Ogun State"? Look at the way your mind is looking at me. Is that? Okay, it cannot be the will of God. No. What if it's the will of God? Listen, you must be ready. There must be a readiness to serve and to endure hardship. You see, the reason why this thing is a spiritual thing. This is not religious. It's a spiritual thing. You need God
to push you to where. You understand me? You see, there is a reason why Elijah was being pushed to Elijah. There is a reason why Aaron was. Do you understand? There is a reason why God is telling you to go and meet a pastor that is suffering to eat 2 square meals a day in one village in Oshun. There is a reason. There is a reason.
Hallelujah.
Maybe there is something inside you that needs to be broken, and that thing cannot be broken if you are in the city. Or if you are with a pastor that is rich, that is sophisticated. I know there is possibilities that even if you are with a pastor that is rich, sophisticated, that is well established financially, genuinely in the word of God, and you can still face hardship. But you are seeing, you know, everything around you is okay. Alright? So you get hope. But when you are with somebody that is in the village, that there is no hope, you are in trouble. It means that there's something that needs to be broken in your life. I see it that way. So the kind of training you need is not from a pastor that is sophisticated, even when he will not make you sophisticated. The kind of training you need is somebody that has a strong hand. You need...
How will I explain this thing? It must be ready to endure hardship. It must be ready. It's not optional.
You must be ready to endure hardship.
Yes.
Something that needs to be broken from your life. Maybe God needs to chisel and break you. And the only way to chisel and break that thing inside of you is to take you to someone that... You get what I'm saying? Someone that is not financially stable. You need to understand, some people, their own is that they feel they have everything. So you need to take it to where you will see that the person has nothing much, but yet is still praising God. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You must be ready to endure hardship. Number 4, you must be willing to walk to the best of your ability. You must be willing to walk with the best of your ability. Best of your ability, whatever.
This one goes to even the music ministers. Wheresoever you are walking in the presence of God, you must be willing to walk to the best and best of your activities, to the last best of your ability. Number 5, you must be willing to use whatever you have and the best for God.
That is for your spiritual father. All right. Whatever you have and the best for your spiritual father. Okay? You just work and you gain 20,000 naira. Your spiritual father says, give it to the church. You give it to the church. It's an instruction. That is why before you have a spiritual father, you need to pray well. You need to develop some criteria and ability before having a spiritual father. That's the difference between a discipler, alright, and spiritual father. But meanwhile, a spiritual father can be all of them. It can be your discipler, it can be your shepherd, it can be everything. It can be a mentor. Hallelujah. So you must be willing to use whatever you have to go for the best of God. Alright. Number 6, you must learn to serve your spiritual father without seeking praise. Do you understand that? You must learn to serve your spiritual father without seeking praise. When you always serve, or when your goal is to serve your spiritual father so that he can see you and say, oh yes, my son, you are missing it. That's not it. Alright? Without seeking praise. Don't do something to get well done. Just serve. All right. Learn to serve with humility. Of course, you hear this every day. You must be humble and to serve in humility. Okay. That's number seven. Learn to serve in humility. Number eight. You must be willing to serve a spiritual father in joy. In joy, J-O-Y. You must be willing to serve him in joy. So you are not permitted to be angry with your spiritual father. Hallelujah. Your spiritual father can wake you up by 12 o'clock and tell you to come to his house by that 12 o'clock in the night. You will not murmur and you will not sit down, because actually delay in obedience is disobedience. You will not sit down, you will stand up and move. Hallelujah. So, you must learn to be willing to serve. Don't murmur, don't hiss. Learn to be willing to serve with humility. Alright? Number nine. You must constantly remember that your efforts cannot be in vain. Alright? As you serve your spiritual father, always put in the back of your mind, or in the front of your mind, in fact, the left and the right side of your mind, that your efforts cannot be in vain. Okay? Do you know what it takes for a man to, get up and, not getting up rather, but when Elijah asked Elijah, he said, guy, come, see you. I go soon go. So, waiting the happen, he said, no, you go tell me what you want, sir. And Elijah said, I don't need anything but the whole portion of the anointing that you have. This is somebody that has been putting me at the back of his mind that his effort in following Elijah cannot be in vain. You understand what I'm saying? It means he has sat down one day and said, Kai, I love this man. I love his anointing. So I want to do more than what he has done. Hallelujah. Number 10. You must know that you need prayers to make all things possible. John chapter 15 verse 5. You need prayers to make all things possible. You need prayers to get a spiritual father. You need prayers. You don't just choose it deliberately, but you need prayers. Alright? You need prayers. You need to pray. You need prayers to make all things what? Possible. You must believe. Alright? Hallelujah. Okay, thank you very much.